Howdy.
Bagel Stations, Bob.
I don't care about that. Hey, everybody, this is Miles.
Why don't you care about it?
Because, Buddy Holly.
Oh, okay. You're in a Weezer mood tonight?
The young people like Weezer, so I'm trying to get in with the young people that listen to the show, like CB.
Yeah, you think they still like Weezer? I don't know if they've done anything lately.
I'm totally Weezer song right now, so I don't.
You don't know Pork and Beans or
no
Island in the Sun?
No.
No. Okay.
I don't know that much.
I like the Island in the Sun song. That's a good song.
Island in the Sun.
That's not how it goes, but that's fine. Good try. Good try.
Picture the fingers.
Yeah. I was totally enamored with the Pork and Beans song. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Totally. Bow, 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 bow. Probably because one of the lines is, you know I need some Rogaine to put in my hair.
Oh.
Working out at the gym to fit my underwear.
Oh, I've listened to this now, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway. Do anything that I want to do. Anyway. That's pork. Yeah, you can look it up on the internet. Pork and Beans.
Pork and Beans.
They do a better job than I do. It's their song.
I'll Google it.
Yeah, Google it. I'm feeling really rejected these days.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm having to, try to get people to, fill some stuff out, you know, and I'm at this place and I'm like, hey, come on over and fill out this thing and, you know, and the people just ignore you. Have you ever had to do this before?
Well, I don't. What are you? It's just so vague. And you do that thing with a guy, and you know, you take a chair and you do it, and it's like.
For work, I'm going to like a conference, and I'm trying to get people to come to a table to get information.
Oh, okay.
And as part of that, I'm having them write down, you know, like write down their information so that we can get back to them or whatever.
Let me see, my most erotic fantasy. Let me think about that.
And I've never been, I mean, you know, I don't really have to do this very often. I'm just, you know, that's not really my gig. That's not my thing. And
maybe you should wear Dukes.
What?
Maybe you shouldn't wear your Daisy Dukes.
Well, I mean, I'm sure that, yeah, that might be helpful. But yeah, I mean, people are so rude at those things. They just walk right past you. Like, oh, excuse me.
Excuse me, sir. Would you like to sign up for a free hand?
I feel like I'm Miles Title at a bar in college.
Come here.
No wonder you just stood by the bathroom with your hands in your pocket, sticking your crotch out.
Hey, I'm Chris Hardwick. Yeah.
Yeah. You were Chris Hardwick. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to? Hey, you want to feel the Nerdist? It's right here.
Yeah. Really.
Yeah.
No, I don't. I take that back. I like Chris Hardwick.
Well, he's in trouble for something, isn't he?
I say free the Hardwick, man. He's the innocent until proven guilty, I think.
Well, they've already accused him of something. It's all over the place.
Yeah, right.
So, but I'm like, it's funny because you only get like maybe five steps before they're out of your range. You know what I mean? So they come into range, and you start talking, hey, how you doing? And then 5 steps, they're gone. You know what I mean? They're on to the next place. So I'm like, man, this is just totally humbling, you know?
The manager's party is starting in 5 minutes, sir, so please get out of our way. And,
yeah, exactly.
What's that called when the manager's...
I don't know. What are you talking about?
You ever go to a hotel, and there's usually around the weekend, there's a manager's hour or something.
Oh, yeah.
The free drink coupons say that we have to get there by 6. Right.
The manager's happy hour, or the manager's evening event or something, yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, no, I've been to a few of those.
So do you have, stuff you give away, like mints? Or keychains or something, or...
Yeah, we got stuff to give away, but it's really janky, and so, you know, it's not like it's really good or anything, so...
Here's some lead for a mechanical pencil that I don't use anymore.
That's right. We were cleaning out our office supplies, and we've got all this correction tape.
One paper clip, please. Well, just one.
We've
just
got one. 50 bottles of Whiteout we're giving away here. You laugh, but I found correction tape and Whiteout in the office supplies, so they're really old. Yeah,
I bet you did.
Yeah, I have. I found that stuff.
Yeah.
As well as those sticky fingers, you know, like little finger condoms. Yeah. But they're so old; they're dried out. They don't work anymore.
Them up, man. You gotta get some lube going.
I guess, yeah. Maybe stick them in some Vaseline. They'll be fine. I don't know.
Yeah.
I threw them out. I'm like, this is too weird.
So, did you ever find the magic to get people to stop?
I need somebody like yourself down there to, you know, to do this kind of stuff. I'm not that person, you know.
Yeah.
That's not me.
Yeah. I've actually a couple of county fairs in my lifetime, just, you know, doing crap.
How'd it go? Did you feel really rejected or what?
Well, except for that girl that felt me up that one time. It sucked for the most part, but that was pretty cool. But...
Who's the girl that felt you up?
I told you, my coworker, this girl.
Your wife's friend, yeah.
No, this was not my wife's friend. This was some
girl. I thought your wife's friend felt you up that one time.
Come on.
I thought she was checking out your package and then grabbed you or something.
No, this girl, I told you this before, this young girl, she kind of had her way with me there at the booth, yeah.
Huh, no, I don't remember this, so.
Yeah, well, you know, it was over pretty quick. So.
Well, and that's generally the way your stories go. And?
Yeah.
So I was alone with the Glamour magazine, and it was over pretty quick.
Yeah, pretty much. I couldn't even think of power tools. It was too late.
Yeah, it's just so humiliating. These people don't stop walking. And the terrible thing is I feel like they stop on either side of me, but they don't stop at my spot. You know what I mean? It's like they're leapfrogging.
Why don't you fake choking or something?
Yeah. I'll be like...
Hey, since you're here, could you sign up for a...
Hey, I got a free apple. You want a bite?
Got 2 liters, 2 liters Pepsi. If you stop, get a 2 liter.
Get a whole 2 liter for yourself.
I thought they did in college when they wanted you to sign up for a Visa. There you go.
I remember. I gave away soda at a thing for the radio station.
Yeah,
you got a lot more people to stop. You're right. Maybe I just need to pick up some soda.
Come on, you know, you don't sell the steak, sell the sizzle. Okay.
I don't know what that even means, to be honest with you, but...
Either, but the point is, man, you gotta get...
I don't think you know what that means either.
You gotta put out the vibe, damn, man. Come on, girl, you look so fine. Come over here and sign up right now.
Yeah. Well, no, they don't even... it's just a giveaway, but they don't have to sign up. It doesn't, you know, it's not that big a deal, but...
Well,
I'm just dejected. I'm after a while, I'm just fuck it. I'll just sit here. I'll put my time in.
The old guy that wants to tell you his whole life story, though, and you're like, why
did he stop? Yes, yes.
I remember 1963. Yeah. City the day before he died. It was the most beautiful day of my life.
I would have enjoyed that at this time, but, you know.
But then...
Unfortunately, that person seems to latch on to me when I'm supposed to be getting something done. They're like, Bob, where you been? I'm like, oh, this fucker. He's telling me his life story. I couldn't break away.
Did I ever tell you the story behind the man who developed the paperclip? It's an interesting story.
And the false hope that I get because the men's room is like right behind me.
Yeah.
I mean, the door's not behind me, but the room is, and there's the doors on the side, and so they're like walking straight towards me, and then they just keep going, and and then go to the men's room.
You need to get right in front of that effing door, so they have to go around.
No, I'm like, I'm not pulling that. It's the men's room. Come on.
Do it Miles Title style.
Yeah, Miles Title. You're not rubbing up against people coming out of the men's room.
Well, if you're going to limit it, yeah. Do you have a good time or a great time?
Yeah, you know? No, it's I'm okay with that, but it's just so, it's so terrible. Yeah. I really feel for these people, because like, there's a bunch of other people doing this, you know what I mean? And so, I really feel for these folks, you know?
Who wants to win this 32-inch flat screen TV?
We got a 2-liter we're giving away. Put your name in.
I just need your name and social security number and computer password.
And your mother's maiden name.
Please.
Yeah, and your first pet. No, I'm like, this is a horrible experience. Horrible.
What street did you grow up on?
That's right. What's your hometown?
Let me tell you something.
How interesting. So, yeah, well, I don't know. I know. I guess you have had to do some of that, but...
Yeah.
Well, there's no sizzle to sell, and so I just failed, totally failed, but... Well, that's all right. You know, my life doesn't depend on it, so...
How often do you have to do this?
Not very. I mean, this is, you know, maybe once a year, maybe once every 2 years. I mean, it's really not often at all.
You just have to pimp yourself out once a year. That ain't bad shit.
It, sometimes not even that, like maybe once every 3 years. I mean, it really is not very often, so.
Well, come on.
Probably the most horrible thing is I'm the one that said, hey, let's do this. I was the one that said, yeah, we should do that. And then now I'm like, I'm such an idiot.
I was in radio promotions.
No, I don't go into any backstory. I'm just like, yeah, I guess we should do that. And then it's like, okay, and then I'm the one having to do it now, and then, you know.
Because you don't have your wonderful staff behind you anymore, that's why.
Well, people are on vacation and whatnot, so.
Powerhouse.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, people are on vacation, so I was up to me, so. Because if I could have pawned this son of a bitch off, I would have, believe me. Knowing what I know now, it would have been a no-brainer. I'd be like, I can't really do that. Oh, you're doing it, okay?
Yo, Pigpen, what are you doing this weekend?
Yeah, exactly. Here, I got like a case of 2 liters I need you to give away at the fair.
Come on, Marcy, Linus, come here, man. I got something for you. Now, come here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, sir.
I'll do it.
Yeah, so, yeah. It's just horrible, so.
Yeah.
Don't cry for me, Argentina, but, you know.
I'm sorry to hear that. Man.
Yeah. I get enough rejection, you know, from the family pets. I don't really need any more.
Right. Yeah. Get out of my way.
Yeah. That's what they say to me.
Get out of my way.
Mm-hmm. They're like, move, bird.
Get away, you bitch.
Mr. Snuffleupagus.
Holy crap, did I walk into the movie The Hills Have Eyes? Jeez.
Even my imaginary friends are turning against me.
They won't even play with me.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably just a comeuppance for being rude to the movie theater girl the other day.
Yeah, you are a rude dick, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, because now they got these kiosks... at the movie theater. And I would rather use the kiosk than go to the people working the counter.
Yeah.
To get my movie ticket.
Yeah.
And I'm standing there, so me and my wife go to see The Incredibles. Dose. Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
And she's getting her ticket. And then the lady's like, oh, I can help you. I'm like, nah, I'll just wait. I'll just wait for her. I'm waiting for her.
I'll have the skinny chick help me. Thanks.
Yeah. And so the lady looked all dejected, so now I'm getting my comeuppance this week. So.
And I hope you're happy.
Yeah, apparently. I mean, it all goes around, comes around, you know.
Nice.
Instant karma's going to get you.
That's right. Hit you right in the face.
Yeah.
Put your things together.
Yeah. So what's going on with you? I'm paying the price.
Well, I'm paying the price. Father's Day, by the way.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't know why they have... Mother's Day and Father's Day, a total scam. Total scam.
I enjoyed it. I had a good time.
Let's see. If you find a willing partner, then they say happy to you. Okay.
Right, yeah.
If you find an unwilling partner, then you're just a rapist. So, there you go.
Pretty much.
So, basically, you're just one step up from a rapist, and you get your own day.
Thank you. I was going to tell a story about my mom now, but thank you. Thank you.
Is your mom a rapist? Huh.
Yep.
I called up
and, you know, my dad, you know, his health, unfortunately, has, you know, diminished somewhat, but, you know, he's still around.
The guy's, in his 80s, right? So.
He's, in his mid-80s, yeah.
He's pushing, you know.
Yeah.
He's up there.
Yeah, he's definitely up there. And so, of course, running to my mom first on the phone, you know. And, you know, so, hey, Mom, you know, calling up, you know, Father's Day. Oh, okay. And immediately, my mom starts in with her neighbor.
Oh, talking about her neighbor or, yelling at her while you're on the phone with her?
No, she's talking about this. They've had kind of this hot, it's more cold than hot relationship, I suppose, as neighbors.
Sounds familiar.
What?
I believe you had a neighbor who you weren't too thrilled with.
Yeah.
And
died.
I believe she died of cancer.
In my life.
Thanks to you, she died of cancer. Yes.
If her grave was, I'd spit on it. Yes, that's true. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
So they've lived by each other for the last 2 decades, and it's been, you know, okay, but... oh my God, I've had it, God damn it, son of a bitch, God damn it, neighbor.
Oh, boy. What? Yeah, good neighbors.
What? They threw a party and had kids yelling and smoke in my house.
They smoked in her house?
No, smoke blew into, my mom's house. You know, they were having, some kind of cookout or...
Oh, okay, I don't know. Gotcha.
I couldn't hear the goddamn TV, goddammit.
Go figure.
Yeah, my mom's a McGruff, I guess, tonight.
Yeah, I guess she is.
Take a bite out of crying, Miles.
She's like, I couldn't even get a new tattoo. It was so noisy, no one could concentrate.
Oh, my God.
I was getting a Woody Woodpecker on my shoulder.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so I'm thinking, okay, well, okay, now she's done, she's vented, right? No, she's not done yet. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put up a big fucking 6-foot fence.
Yeah, do it.
Big security fence. I'm going to go right through her flower bed. I don't give a shit. Whoa, mom, get back on your bed, man. Whoa.
What is she, Trump? For Christ's sake. Jeez,
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know what happened here. But I'm like,
we are going to build a wall.
Yeah, definitely. Trump,
I'm going to get your dad out there to build this wall.
Holy crap, because they're already spending, $2 bucks fixing up their house anyway, but now they're
Might as well throw a fence into the mix. Might as well.
That fence is my inheritance.
Yeah, no kidding.
I voted against it. I'm voting it down.
Miles, we're either going to get a speedboat or a fence, and we got a fence.
Oh, my God. I don't think she's joking around. I think she was serious.
Oh, my Lord.
Jeez.
Yeah. And we're going to electrify it. We're going to electrify the top of that fence.
Oh, my God. You know. Then I went outside, and I yelled it outside. I'm like, oh, my God. Christ, man, settle the F down, man.
I just, your mom appears to me as Martha Ray with a cigar in one side of her mouth. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, my God. And then she totally mellows out after that. Oh, how are your kids? Okay.
How are the children?
Yeah.
The delightful children, not the terrible neighbors.
I was not expecting this outburst. You know, I was just like, what the hell? Did I call the right number? Am I talking to the right...
She's like, I'm going to be shooting radioactive material over into their backyard with a slingshot here next week.
I'm throwing feces at their house. I don't care.
Your mom's going to take on some KGB tactics, and she's going to use an umbrella to stick something in their leg.
Yeah, right? Oh, yeah. My God. Oh, gee. Yeah, anything bad these people have done in the last 10 years, she's got like a mental list.
Yeah.
Pissed her off. I'm like, holy crap. Jeez.
Nice.
Man, let it go, man. Holy cow.
I'm going to get a big dog and it's going to shit all over their yard.
I wouldn't doubt it.
I'm going to let it loose every night. Take a big juicy dump right over there.
Whatever that music they played to try to get into David Koresh's compound in Waco about 20 years ago.
Yeah.
He's going to spread it over loudspeakers and...
Yeah.
My gosh.
They did that to Noriega, too. Do you remember that? Anyway.
Yeah.
They did the same thing to Noriega. They blasted music at him. Anyway.
Yeah.
I guess it's effective. I don't know.
Who knows?
Yeah, she's going to be playing some CIA mind games over there.
Yeah. Have you seen our grandchildren? Where are they at? I haven't seen them. They were out here playing and yelling. Now I don't see them.
I don't see them.
Oh,
last people that saw him was the neighbors.
You know what? There actually was a guy named Dracula once. You know that? You know what he used to do? Yeah. Yeah, the kids might just be hanging around. I don't know, man. You know,
yeah, like, strange. Wow, your mom's really angry, huh?
Oh my God! It was like,
How's your dad on the situation?
He was actually very clear. Well, not about the situation, but actually had a conversation with him. He's like, hey, Miles. He thought I was my brother at first. Hey,
oh, yeah, well, everybody thinks you're your brother.
I know, I'm still in my brother's shadow, like, 50 years later.
Okay. Well, you know, if your brother's shadow was non-existent, yes, that would be where you are as well.
Hey, Miles' brother, Oh, no, Dad, it's me, Miles. Oh, yeah, Miles.
Oh, Miles, yeah, whatever. Who cares?
Miles.
I've only got one son, and it's not you.
You're dead to me. You're dead to me, Miles.
You're the mailman's son. We all know it.
You know, I'd like to think that, but I'm seeing pictures of me and him together, and I'm thinking, I don't think so. No, we actually had a nice conversation, very short, but it was very nice.
Well, that's good.
And then my mom was very, you know, nice about everything else.
Tell you were fat?
No, I think she expended all of her negative energy into the whole neighbor rant.
Oh, there you go. So you got to support that.
She got all cleansed of all that negativity, you know. It's like, okay, now it's out. Okay.
Oh, those sons of bitches.
So there's gonna be a wall. There'll be two walls going up here soon. One down south and one in up north, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. Huh? Go figure.
So yeah, it's crazy.
That's interesting.
That's crazy.
Well, you know, at least she's not walled you off in her heart.